This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I know a lot of our listeners out there have been wanting to get a second interview from this guy. And, you know, their company is a very fast growing. They got a lot of things in the hopper. We're talking no other than Joey Parsi. He is the CEO of Giggles and Hugs. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol GIGL. And with us today is the CEO. Joey, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, give some of my new listeners a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. So Giggles and Hugs is a family restaurant and play space combined into one location. As you know, going out to eat with a toddler could be very challenging because kids like to get up and go run around and spill things and break things and scream and cry and, you know, do all the things that toddlers do. And going out to eat does not mix well with a toddler doing all those rambunctious things. So
that's
Giggles
true.
And Hugs was designed so that parents can go to a good establishment to eat some very healthy, delicious, gourmet food, high-end food, while the kids get to run around in a giant 2,000-square-foot area where they could run around and play with all kinds of climbers and structures and pirate ships and castles and you know, really cool custom-made or custom-designed play area. Every 15 minutes, we have some sort of a game or activity that takes place inside Giggles and Hugs, whether it be kids' karaoke, dance hour, whether it's Simon Says or bubble show or concerts and puppet shows and all kinds of really great things. So it's a place where parents could eat and relax and have a conversation with one another while the kids get to have the time of their life.
You know, recently you guys have been announcing a lot of news regarding expansion. Can you provide an update on those announcements, how things are going?
Yeah, sure. So over the past couple of two, 3 months, we put out several LOIs that we signed, the first of which was for a new location in the Tanfern Mall in San Francisco. Upon signing that location, which we thought were very excited about and really thought very highly of, the landlord, which is QIC, the largest pension fund out of Australia, it's a government pension fund, which QIC manages, and their real estate arm or division is a $125 billion fund that QIC manages. As part of that fund, QIC owns many shopping malls around the country and the world, one of them being the Tanfern Mall in San Francisco. Upon signing the LOI, we come to find out that QIC has decided that they want to completely renovate that mall. Having gone through a renovation of a mall in our Century City location last year and seeing what hell that is, We thought that it would be best for us to pass on that opportunity for now and revisit the mall once the renovations are done. I commend QIC for doing what they're doing as opposed to standing still and sort of watching the sector fall by the wayside because, as you know, as your listeners know, Everett, the retail environment is completely changed.
Absolutely.
You know, people are now shopping online for everything. And that's why you see companies like Kmart and Sears and JCPenney and many others out there, BB and BCBG and, you know, most retailers are hurting right now. And I think QIC recognized that was taking place and was trying to be proactive in redevelop the mall so that it becomes a more affluent mall, sort of take the mall up market. So I commend them for doing that. However, because of this, we thought that it would be best for us to not go through the hell of construction and dealing with demolition and bulldozers and dust and all the crap that goes along with it, and instead look at other opportunities. And so that LOI is no longer on the table, and hopefully we'll come back to that mall next year when these guys are done. In addition to that LOI, we also announced another LOI for our first two international locations in the country of Bahrain. That LOI has started off a lot slower than when we anticipated, for a very good reason, I might add. Upon signing the LOI, we come to find out that the month of June through the end of June and early part of July was basically a dead month in Bahrain, because in the Muslim world, Ramadan, nobody really works.
Right.
Everyone is fasting, and everyone is home and not able to work. And so we got off to a very slow start. And then subsequently, when things got back on track, in the LOI, we had given them 12 months from signing the area development agreement to open up the first store. And so they wanted to ensure and make sure that all the technical aspects of the project, all the questions that they had were answered. So we've had our architects and contractors in touch with theirs, and there's been a lot of back and forth about utility needs and specifications regarding, ceiling heights and so forth and so on. I think that all those questions have been answered, and I think part of the other reason that there's been a delay there is because, they're thinking, well, we got 12 months from the time that we signed the dotted line. Let's take our sweet time signing the dotted line, because we don't want the clock to start ticking. We've made sure that we informed them that we'd be happy, if that's our concern, that we'd be happy to give them an extension, but we'll see. We'll see where that goes. As of right now, we're anticipating either here in the next few days or sometime early next month that we'll know one way or the other. But we're confident that that will move forward. So we'll see.
Let's switch gears just for a second, because I really want to compliment you. You guys have brought your costs down, your admin costs down, and maybe you could give my listeners a little bit of what happened to your second quarter. And it seems like things were up about 5% and cost was down over 40%. If you could elaborate a little bit on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think our sales in Glendale were up 4.5%, a little under 4.5% year over year. Our Topanga location was up 5% year over year, which is pretty darn good in this environment when you look at some of our competitors. Our costs decreased substantially. We've become more efficient, and we've learned how to be more efficient. We had a lot of costs last year that we don't have this year, and as a result, operationally, things are humming along very, very nicely. The one highlight I think I would like to point out on last quarter's number is the EBITDA on the unit level for our Glendale location at over 30%. Those margins, those net EBITDA margins on the unit level, is amongst the highest of any restaurant company,
wow.
Any publicly traded restaurant company. We hope that we can achieve and continue those results. I doubt that we can sustain 30% margins, but if I can keep it in the high teens, low 20s, I think that puts us in the top echelon. And so the goal is to continue that kind of profitability or margins for our future locations. The two or three locations that we currently have been sort of our lab to figure out what to do, how to do things the right way, and what not to do or if we do things the wrong way. And I think these margins, cash flow margins, sort of reflect our work over the past couple of years in getting these locations to be as profitable as they are. I should point out as well to you that, our locations are here in sunny Southern California, whereas Giggles and Hugs does best in extreme weather conditions. What I mean by that is, as a parent, if it's beautiful and sunny outside, you are out at the park with the children. You're at the beach. You're at the, in your backyard swimming. You're doing outdoorsy stuff. When it's rainy and cold or snowy or really hot, you tend to be indoors at Giggles and Hugs. The same is true with birthday parties. You know, if it's a beautiful sunny day outside, you know that you can have your birthday party at the park or in your backyard. But if it's rainy or cold or extreme weather, you're doing it at Giggles and Hugs. And so as a result, extreme weather for us is a blessing.
Yes.
Being here in Southern California, we've had nothing but incredible weather. And so by being in locations in Seattle and San Francisco, we think that these margins that we're achieving here in Southern California could be outdone by a wide margin. I wouldn't be surprised to see, 30 to 40% higher sales out of our Seattle and San Francisco locations when and if we get there, compared to what it is here in Southern California. So we're really excited about the potential profits that the company is looking towards in markets, like I said, in with extreme weather, whether it be Seattle, San Francisco, Arizona, where you're from, or anywhere on the East Coast for that matter. So we're excited about the prospects of new locations in these markets.
My guest today is Joey Parsi. He is the CEO of Giggles and Hugs. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol GIGL. Now, I know you have a great management team, but you're also starting to put together a superstar, a team supporting your brand ambassadors being Jillian Michaels, Tyra Mari. Can you give us any further details how that's rolling and what's the strategy on that?
Sure. Yeah, so, my goal over the past 7-8 years has been to be very careful on how we expand, how fast we expand, as to not make the mistakes that some of our competitors have made. We want to make sure that we can walk before we can run. We want to make sure that our DNA is built into the culture of the company before we start to hand off the keys to franchisees. And so we've been very meticulous and purposely staying away from expanding too quickly because of those reasons. Now, I will tell you, we feel that we have all the pieces in place. We have the foundation in place in order to achieve all the expansion goals that we have set for ourselves. As part of that expansion, we wanted to make sure that we had the ability to bring on partners that could sort of amplify our voice and our message and what we bring to the table. Who we are, what we do, we wanted to put out to the masses. And so as a result, we felt that by having some celebrities involved in the company, some celebrity ambassadors involved in the company, it will allow us to amplify that message to the country. And so last year, we partnered with Michelle Steinberg, being one of the top PR people in the country and having worked with some of the biggest brands in corporate America, including Chrysler and De Beers, Diamonds, and we brought her in in the hopes of having her helping us launch our clothing line, our frozen food line, our merchandising in general. And as part of that, we wanted to bring on some celebrities to help us achieve that goal. Jillian Michaels, as you know, is America's fitness guru. But she's also an incredible entrepreneur and has invested in dozens of companies, many of which have become, worth hundreds of millions of dollars. She's very astute. She's an incredible businesswoman, but she's also a mother and a customer. And so it was a match made in heaven for us to have someone of her caliber that preaches our message. You know, she believes in healthy lifestyle. She believes in being interactive with your children. She believes all the things that we stand for, Jillian stands for. And so when we had the opportunity to partner with her, we thought it was a match made in heaven. The first press that we got from our partnership was the launching of our Fitness Fridays programs at our locations, which was covered by Extra, NBC Extra, in addition to being featured and covered in every major entertainment news magazine in the United States, including People Magazine, Us Magazine, Life and Style Magazine, OK Magazine, and In Touch Magazine, all of which covered Giggles and Hugs over the past, I think it was 3-4 weeks ago. We were in every magazine at the same time, which is incredible to be able to get that kind of exposure. And so as you can see, having someone like Jillian and Tia, too, you know, Tia is another great, incredible mom, incredible businesswoman. She's got, I don't know, 5-6 million followers on Instagram, 5 or 6 million followers. I think even then have more. I think maybe 8 or 10 million followers on Facebook. And so when they say something to their sphere of influence and followers, people hear that. And so we wanted to sort of utilize their abilities and celebrity to, as I mentioned earlier, amplify our message and what we are going to be doing across the country in terms of our expansion and who we are and what we bring to the table.
You know, in order to expand, you guys are going to need some capital. Can you shed any light? We're kind of running out of time, but can you shed any light on your financial needs?
Yeah, I have made it a point to make sure that any opportunity that I get, whether it's a press release or talking with you or talking with other news programs and business programs, to make it a point to let everyone know that in order to grow and become this incredible opportunity or this business that we think that we're going to have over the next several years, it's going to require a lot of money. You know, I've already got several million dollars of my own personal money invested in the company to get to this point, but we're going to need a lot more than that to take this company to the next level. I don't want to get into any specifics in terms of what we're doing specifically, but I can tell you that we are very, very hard at work at securing financing so that we can achieve all the things that we want to achieve. I wouldn't be surprised if in the next few weeks you heard some announcements from us in that regard. Look, recently we got bit in the rear end because we took some money from some what we feel to be not the best, not the most ethical people out there. We took in some money that turned out to be a disaster, and that money came back to bite us in the rear end. And so we made it a point to let the world know we're never going to put ourselves in that predicament again. We're never going to take on that kind of an expensive capital again. And so it's been a slow process for us to find capital that will be beneficial to the company and our shareholders. Me being the largest shareholder of the company, I took the brunt of all the disaster that came about after we took on this expensive money last year. And so I want to make sure that I don't hurt myself and or our other shareholders or the company by taking money that could come back to bite us in the ass. So as a result of that, we've been very meticulous, and it's taken a long time to try to get to a point where we think that we can find inexpensive money that will allow us to do all the things that we want to do, but at the same time, in a way that it will benefit all of our shareholders.
If I was a new listener and I'm listening to this audio, what would you say to a new listener about your company? Your market cap's only 7.65. Your stock's at like 5.5 cents. What kind of words do you have for him?
Well, I can tell you that you know, we are we've set the foundation for this company to succeed. I've got 9 years of my life, my blood, my sweat, my tears, my hard-earned capital invested in the company. And we are about to take over the country for sure, but maybe even the world. And if you are interested in getting involved with a very unique concept with no competition, really, frankly, then this might be an opportunity for you to get that, you know, being able to get in on the ground floor of something that could become, you know, for lack of a better example, the next Chuck E. Cheese or the next, you know, Shake Shack or the next Cheesecake Factory or any of these, you know, brands that have become iconic in our country. We think that we have all the pieces in place in terms of our management team, our celebrity friends and customers, the concept itself. And as I mentioned, over the past 6-7 years, we fine-tuned the operations to a point where we now feel that we are ready to explode. And if you want to participate in that ride, then I urge you to look at us as a possible investment opportunity for your portfolio.
Giggles and Hugs has been the company that's been on Stock Day today. We're highlighting them. With us is the CEO, Joey Parsi. I appreciate you very much coming on the show, giving us an update of what's going on with your company. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 60 days from now and give us an update.
Absolutely. I'd be more than happy to, Everett. I appreciate you having me on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.